Planning Commission starts at 6 p.m. at the Rich and Services Building. They will hold a public hearing and consider a decision on a request from the Canyon Corners Development for a five-year extension of its approval. Canyon Corners is the parcel along Landmark Drive across from Ruby Tuesday and Hampton Inn. County Planner Jennifer Strader said it was approved in 2004 for 5 years. It got a renewed extension, which goes to the end of this year.
Staff is recommending a one-year extension. They've already got the infrastructure in, and they've actually completed almost all of their community benefits that were required through that development agreement.
The project has been approved for 60,000 square feet of commercial and retail. It includes five or six buildings and a couple of restaurants, although they cannot be drive-through.
I know that we've met with numerous people over the years that have been interested in developing the project, different business owners, but for some reason it just hasn't moved forward. So if they were, you know, today they could come in and essentially pull building permits for any of those buildings. But we just feel like they really need to get started and move forward with something there.
Yeah. Basically, 10 years is enough to figure out what you're doing.
Yes.
She said if the approval runs out without an extension, Canyon Corners would lose its vesting.
They are in what's known as the town center zone, so they could either reapply to go through the specially planned area process for a new development, or the project could just sit.
On another topic, in work session, the Planning Commission will consider non-conforming residential buildings and if there's a way those structures can be allowed to expand. Strader said under the Snyderville Code of the late 90s, those residences could expand under a conditional use permit. Then the code was changed.
Well, in about 2004, I believe, we amended our code and took out that allowance. So right now, you are not allowed to expand a nonconforming structure. We are proposing to add some language back in the code. We realize that there are a lot of nonconforming structures given, you know, we had previous setbacks and previous development agreements. So there's a lot of structures that don't comply with our current requirements. So we are proposing to add some language to the code that would allow for some limited expansion of nonconforming structures where a property owner wouldn't have to, you know, apply for a variance through the Board of Adjustment, but it would be something that could be done administratively.
She said a number of subdivisions have an issue with non-conforming houses.
We've got Spring Creek, where a lot of the homes are very close to East Canyon Creek. They don't meet the setback required today. Summit Park is another area that we see a lot of requests. So there's quite a few subdivisions that were previously entitled and constructed and don't meet our current requirements.
County planners are considering another tool that could allow homeowners to expand.
Well, we wouldn't be changing the setback requirements, but we would be having an allowance for someone to apply for, let's say, a low-impact permit. And you know, I'm not sure what the language would say, but it would give someone kind of another tool that they could use in order to, you know, if they wanted to add on to their home. A lot of people have, in the past, have gone through the variance process with the Board of Adjustments, but this would give an opportunity for someone to add on without having to go through a separate process, because we do recognize that there are a lot of nonconforming structures out there. Now, I don't know that this would be a fix-all for everybody, but it would allow another option for some property owners.
Summit County Staff Planner Jennifer Strader. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.